Welcome to the Seeking Contentment for the Christian Woman podcast. My name is Nicole, and this is my version of a front porch where we sip good coffee that probably has too much creamer and go deep on the things that grow your faith and help you rediscover joy in your life and your marriage. If you find yourself feeling discontent or restless in your life, you are in the right place. If you're bored with the mundane day-to-day or feel like you're losing yourself while taking care of your family, I completely get it. I was you. Then several years ago, the Lord took me on a journey of finding my identity and purpose in Him, and it changed everything. If you're ready to go deep on mindset, identity, faith, and marriage, you're in the right place. Let's ditch that feeling of discontentment. You matter, your life matters, and your day-to-day matters. A fulfilling life is possible, and it's possible for you. Let's do this. Hey everyone. I have a bit of a story to share with you today. I happened upon a blog post that I wrote back in the spring of 2019, and it just hit me in the feels today. I remember the exact day that I wrote this and the exact feelings that I was feeling, and I love it when the Lord gives you the perfect reminder at the perfect time to refresh you as you walk with Him. If you're new here, welcome. I'm so glad that you're here. And if you're not new here, welcome back. I'm also blessed that you are here as well. So this is the blog post that I wrote back in the spring of 2019. And I just want you to listen to the message that was coming through and see if you can just pick out the gratitude that I was feeling and how the situation could have just been so different had I been in a different state of mind. And all praise and glory go to the Lord for bringing that out in me. But yeah, just see if you can pick that out as I read this post to you. This past Friday, I was sitting alone in our camper. The first weekend, we finally got to go to the property where it resides and open it up for what will no doubt be an amazing summer. My husband was gone fishing, and I had just finished cleaning up the mess left from the winter and last year's season and sat down to read a book. All was well. I was absolutely excited for this kidless weekend, so much so that I was finding it difficult to focus on reading my book about getting over your money hangups. Go figure, right? Then it happened. The song came on the radio. I crossed my heart and promised to give all I've got to give to make all your dreams come true. In all the world, you'll never find a love as true as mine. I crossed my heart by the great George Strait, and also the first dance song for my husband and I at our wedding reception. And that was my first husband that I was speaking of. Immediately, I was back on that dance floor in his arms, 18 years old and full of love, hope, and promise. Too young to fully know what awaited us, but crazy in love and carefree nonetheless. The tears pooled in my eyes and threatened to fall. They are few and far between these days, being just over 6 years from when I lost him, but they are there on occasion, and this occasion came on suddenly and with force. Instead of purging into sadness, however, my immediate thought was, thank you, Lord, for what we shared. Thank you for these amazing memories that I have. Thank you for comforting me and allowing me the peace that is needed to move on in this life post-loss. I am so thankful for what I had, and I am also breathtakingly thankful for what I have now. I am so thankful to be here in this moment to create these memories with my current husband. I don't deserve this life, yet you give it anyways. For that, I cannot praise you enough. The last few years before I lost Chad, I had the push from the Lord to give all I had to him, to love him like I never had before, to be selfless and to memorize him. I really feel that I just knew somehow, especially as his time grew short, which was a surprise to both of us. Neither one of us knew his passing was very sudden and unexpected. And as I look back now, I can see the hand of God in every circumstance leading up to calling Chad home. A few months before he died, I had surrendered my whole life, including the very thing I didn't want to surrender to the Lord, and that was my husband. I feel, looking back now, that was the place the Lord needed me to make the loss of my very best friend somehow survivable. Was it awful? Yep. Horrible, life-altering, heart-shattering, surreal, and terrible. But I had peace the entire time. There is no way that that wasn't from the Lord. I see so many people trying to do life on their own. I even fell away for a bit after the dust settled from losing him, but just couldn't do it. I couldn't move forward in my life without the Lord leading it. I never fell away feeling that the Lord had left me, but it was just incredibly hard to open my Bible, to go to church like we had done together, those sort of things. But it didn't take long for me to realize that I just couldn't do it without following the Lord through whatever was left of my life. So many people had commented on how strong I was, but I just think of the verse that says that God's power is made perfect in our weakness. Chad was my very best friend. We were inseparable. I even wrote a post about the fact that I'd inadvertently make him my savior and my everything. As I started to let him off the hook and take that pressure off of him and put it back on God where it had belonged anyways, my life started to change. That is when I started to feel that no matter what happened in my life, God would have my back. He would give me the strength to get through it. I didn't ever have to do life alone. I see so many in my widows groups that are depressed, anxious, struggling to even live, even to the point of suicidal, in their post-loss life. I feel so bad for them. I could totally see where I could have been that person had I not completely surrendered my life and all the events in it to God. I fully believe that I've been shown amazing grace and the greatest loss I've ever known because I chose to give God my whole heart and my whole life. I have been given another incredible husband. We have an incredible relationship. I know that what we have is special. I know that to have this kind of love twice is very rare, and I don't for a minute take it for granted. However, I also know that the Lord honors those who let him lead their lives. So while I don't think there will ever come a day or a time when a memory doesn't suddenly make tears threaten, I will always remember what was with gratitude and thankfulness and not despair or depression. I refuse to question or dwell in the past. I am forever grateful for what was, and I am daily thankful for what is. So my question to you is, are you trying to trudge through this life alone? Do you feel that call to just surrender? Friend, if you do, don't push it off. Fall into the arms of your loving Father and let him carry your burdens for you. Let him bring you the peace that only he can. At the end of the day, I'm nothing special. I'm not strong or capable or amazing. I'm just fully surrendered. And it changes your outlook on life and makes the hard times bearable. And so I just want to end today with asking you if it's your time to surrender. Maybe you're going through a hard time. Maybe you're searching for contentment, as this podcast talks about. I don't know what's going on in your life, but I do know that no matter what it is, as soon as you surrender and give those burdens over to the Lord, things start to change. And you can start to see the good in all situations, and you can start to live in gratitude, and you can start to fully believe and embrace the fact that regardless of what happens, the Lord has your back, and he is working all things together for your good, as the Bible says, regardless of how bleak it looks. So I hope these words challenged you today. I hope that I can just encourage you to live in that gratitude space and to look back on the things of your life or the storm that you're currently in and just thank the Lord that he's there with you and that he won't leave you and that with him you can do this. I hope that challenges you today, and I will see you guys next time. Bye, everybody. If this episode challenged or blessed you in some way, I would love it if you would share it, subscribe, or leave a review. It only takes a few minutes, and it helps to get my show out to others who may need it. You can connect with me on Facebook by joining my free group. Go to Seeking Contentment Community and just hit join. I feel truly blessed to have you here today. Praying for you daily, Nicole.